Proverbs for the day, March the 28th, Proverbs 28 and verse 5. Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. Pretty strong statements. And yet it is one of the earmarks of life on earth in this time that we live in. Let's just take it for what it says, and let's think about how that is demonstrated, manifested, observed in this world, but also how it affects each person. Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. We notice that it doesn't say that they that are intelligent, they that are educated. It doesn't say they that have a certain amount of influence. It doesn't say they that can invent or make money or whatever. The test is they that seek the Lord. But let's just look at three things about this, because it's connected with judgment. Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. You realize how big a statement that is? Let's slow down a minute. It's saying that evil men cannot understand the very basis upon which we must approach God. And then it says, but they that seek the Lord understand way and well beyond that. That's a bigger statement than it might appear. Why is that? Because it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. So, the thing that is absolute is this. The first step in any human being's life, when it comes to relating to God and eternity, the first step that would show that a person is wise, let's say that they have a good heart, would be that they understand judgment. You see, Hebrews 9:17 says, it is appointed unto man once to die. We can deny it, we can put it out of our minds, we can make jokes about it, excuse me, but it's there. Never going away. Always will be there. So, an evil man understands not judgment. Now, it's possible that someone might be ignorant, etc. But I got a feeling that what God's telling us is, in this case, if you find somebody that doesn't understand judgment, they're still in an evil frame of mind. If you have somebody that will not recognize judgment. So let's talk about three things. First of all, the righteousness of God. What kind of person does not understand judgment? It's a person who is evil, he says, and what is it they do not understand? They don't understand the righteousness of God. If you let God be who he is, if you let God be righteous, then number one, whatever he says goes. Number two, whatever he says to you and me, we do. That's why it says evil men understand not judgment. They do not understand it because they won't let God be righteous. Now, someone can be a nice person. Someone can be tactful and artful in their words. They could even be one that gives gifts. They could be a so-called good person and be evil. You notice the word devil has evil in it. What is the earmark of the devil? The earmark of the devil is not the pub. The earmark of the devil is not just plain old lasciviousness. The earmark of the devil is religious replacement of God. He wanted the worship. He wanted to be the ruler. He wanted to be the one that people came to. And so evil men understand not judgment because they do not recognize, they do not start with the righteousness of God. If I know that God, if I will say, and I know in my heart God is righteous, then I have no grounds upon which to question him. Righteous and right go hand in hand. If God says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved, he that believeth not is condemned already, God is righteous, so that statement is absolute. When God says it, that settles it. Remember the bumper sticker years ago, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. I know what they were saying, and let me say this. What they're saying is, in the individual's heart, if God says it and you believe it, then that settles it for you. And so, I know we make fun of that and all that, and I realize that, you know, people... But the basic statement is true. I do not have assurance of salvation if I do not believe the doctrine of eternal security about my salvation experience. The righteousness of God. And then redemption by blood by blood. Think with me for a moment. Evil men understand not judgment because they will not accept the righteousness of God, nor will they accept redemption by blood. There are 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 ways supposedly to approach God, and there are multitudes of names and attitudes, images, descriptions of God. But there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. You believe in God, John 14, believe also in me, Jesus said. So a man does not understand judgment if he will not accept redemption by blood. And he's evil then. And so evil men understand not judgment, and it's because they will not recognize the righteousness of God, nor will they recognize redemption by blood. And if we just go ahead and follow it through then, the third thing is recognition of love to God. You see, if I am not willing to love God, there is something wrong with me. Now, every one of us were born with something wrong, and we lived it out. And if you came to Christ and got saved, well, then God gave you a new nature to deal with and take your members, your hands, your feet, your eyes, your ears, your mind, your brain, your tongue, everything there is, and to yield it to God through the power of the, under the authority of the new nature, obeying the Holy Spirit. That is not an overly difficult concept. It's not an overly difficult doctrine, even for a new believer, because you have within you the witness of a new man, of a new person in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The recognition of love to God. Okay? Now, they that seek the Lord understand all things. What a wealth we have in the Bible. What a wealth we have in the epistles. What a wealth we have. And Paul writes and says, I want you. He writes in Ephesians and he prays for them to have an understanding of these spiritual things. And they are there for us. Sadly enough, the typical Sunday school, the typical church, the typical today, the furthest thing from it is them getting hold of those things. They have turned it into a how-to session, a do-it-yourself session. A do-it-yourself Bible, a do-it-yourself Christianity, a do-it-yourself sermon. So what is our lesson today? Recognize that evil men understand not judgment. So if part of you doesn't understand God, it's your lost part. It's that old nature. Can you ever get him to understand God? No, he's not subject to the law of God. Neither, indeed, can be, Romans 8 said. So today, are you seeking the Lord? Do you want to understand all things? You must seek the Lord. The righteousness of God, the redemption by blood, and the recognition of love to God. God reserves the right to judge us according to how we love Him.